Catches during the regular season came against Nebraska. Third down and 13. Badgers at their 43-yard line. Mordecai gets the snap. Little pressure coming. Tanner flush left, and he will throw it away. Incomplete, avoiding the sack. Mason Smith, among others, heating up the Wisconsin quarterback. So that holding penalty was a long way into stalling this drive as the Badgers will punt from their own 43-yard line.
Yeah, LSU just overloaded Wisconsin's right side of its offensive line, and a little bit of leakage off of the right guard there, and that put a lot of pressure on Mordecai. He was fortunate to step out of it and be able to throw it away and give Wisconsin the opportunity to punt.
Gregory Clayton is deep at about the 16-yard line of LSU. Snap to Atticus Bertrams, and the freshman, the left-footed punter, sends it on the way, and this is a shank. Goes out of bounds from the near side, as that was a big-time miss hit. As they are still running up there, and they're going to stop at the 40-yard line of LSU. So just a 17-yard punt from Bertrams, and we have a break in the action. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now we'll throw to a commercial break. 9:11 left of the second quarter. Wisconsin 14, LSU nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Cardinal Glass and Amory wishes you, your family, and our community a happy and safe holiday season. As we gather with loved ones, let's celebrate the joy of togetherness and the warmth of the season. At Cardinal Glass, we understand the importance of creating moments that last a lifetime. Enhance your holidays with our premium glass solutions, ensuring clarity, durability, and beauty in every window. From everyone at Cardinal Glass, may your days be merry and bright. Happy holiday and prosperous new year from Cardinal Glass and Amory.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, spaces, supports, and recovery products like Revive. Available in stores and online to revive like a badger. Check out MuellerRevive.com. 9 minutes, 11 seconds left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, LSU nothing. Tigers back on offense at their 40-yard line when play resumes.
Yeah, it's frustrating when you have those big plays. And, you know, Wisconsin, again, had a couple already. The big touchdown to Pauling, the big play early to Green, and that play to Vinny Anthony, which was just a beautifully drawn up and thrown, executed play. And that holding call kind of stifles it. So now Wisconsin's defense, which has been fantastic so far, gets put to the test again.
Noah Kane, the former Penn State Nittany Lion, in there at running back for LSU as Nussmeier gets the snap. Back to throw. Pressure from Neal as Nussmeier will have to throw it away. Incomplete as the Badgers getting some heat on the Tigers quarterback. Second and 10 for the LSU 40.
Yeah, we were asking and talking to coaches this week about guys that you want to see kind of take that next step. And Kurt Neal is one of those guys. He's getting a lot of time, and he has really shown up with a couple of big flash plays that time. Real quick pressure on Nussmeier, making him throw it away early.
Aaron Witts in there at outside linebacker for Wisconsin. Boy, what a road back it's been for him. And on second down, Kane gets the handoff, and he's met by Jeff Petrosky near the 45-yard line. Gain of about five. Mention Aaron Witt. I mean, it's just been a battle beyond battles to get back on the field. You feel so good for him. He was suiting up the last couple of games. Played in the Mayo Bowl and actually made some big plays in that bowl game win against Wake Forest in the COVID season of 2020. It is third down and five for LSU at its own 45-yard line. Kane remains the running back. Three receivers left. Kyron Lacy to the right. Nussmeier, quick throw left side. That's caught by Thomas for the first down. He's checked out of bounds by Ricardo Hallman in Wisconsin territory. They'll mark at the 47-yard line on a gain of eight.
That was fun to watch there. Allegro, who obviously Wisconsin has big hopes for, kind of putting him in that A-gap, walking him up, blitzing him, and moving him around with the running back. A little cat-and-mouse game. LSU won that one.
Two receivers left, two receivers right for the Badger 47-yard line, first and 10. Nussmeier back to throw, four-man rush, left side pass, little back shoulder, and that's caught near the 25-yard line of Wisconsin. Kyron Lacy, Belmark at the 26, able to stay in bounds at the catch, and LSU is threatening here in the second quarter.
A little back shoulder, and I'd be curious if we get a replay of that, if he actually was in bounds.
Close, and they go ahead and snap it in a hurry, and the handoff goes to Kane, crashing off the left side inside the 25 to the 24-yard line of Wisconsin, a gain of two. Kane, we mentioned, former Penn State Nittany Lions, scored a touchdown against the Badgers in that season opener of 2021.
I think that was smart by LSU to go quick. Again, every team has that play. When you think it's a judgment call, get up there, run it so that Wisconsin can't challenge.
Kane motions out of the backfield. Started to go left and now comes back into the backfield. Malik Nabers wide left against Nizir Forkureen. Three receivers to the right. Snap back to Nussmeier. Quick throw right side. Mason Taylor the catch. Inside the 15-yard line. Inside the 10. And Darrell Peterson finally runs him down at the 6-yard line of Wisconsin. First down goal to go for LSU.
That was very athletic. A great throw. That was pretty good coverage. Nussmeier found a way to get it in there, and then really athletic, carrying that ball like a loaf of bread. Wisconsin chopping at it, hopefully get another crack at it.
Two receivers left, one on the right. First down, handoff to Kane. Breaks one tackle attempt, fighting his way, lunging to the goal line, and very close to it. Officials eyeball it, and just a little bit short. Boy, what an effort by Noah Kane, and it's second down and goal, inches away. Jake Chaney missed a tackle attempt trying to get him into the backfield. Well, I thought, to be honest, I thought he stretched forward and broke the plane. And a little jostling going on. Badgers thought there was some movement from LSU's right side of the offensive line. So the defensive line trying to get that penalty flag.
Why not?
Get it.
If it's you, you give up a half inch. If it's them, they give up 5 yards. So as Ben Barton decided to kind of jostle around a little bit and see if we can't get a call.
Ben Barton is a guy, Luke Fickell, and talking to him here during the bowl practices, he likes this guy. He really thinks he's, and we've seen him make plays this season. Someone that, you know, moving forward definitely has a chance. Redshirt junior out of Stratford. Here's a call.
Offsides, defense number 98, half the distance to the goal, second down.
It was C.J. Getz. Again, it was the not much to lose there. See if you can get the false start.
A little risk reward there. It's a case where I think LSU was close to stretching into that end zone and buy yourself a little time. And if you can fool a ref, try to fool him.
John Emery in the lineup, a little full house look, and one of those now motioning to the left is Taylor. Hand off to Emery, and he gets hit right away, but goes through the tackle attempt of Jake Chaney and into the end zone for the touchdown. Emery, a senior, one of three LSU Tigers, part of that national championship season of 2019, and he gets LSU on the board with 6 minutes left in the first half.
That just was a great effort by Emery, because Wisconsin actually got a little bit of penetration, beat a block, and had some contact around the 1 yard line, and he was able to continue to run his feet. Everybody swarmed tackle trying to get him, but he was able to stretch it out, get into the end zone, and put LSU into it.
Damian Ramos is on to attempt the extra point. And the kick is in the air, and the kick is good. John Emery, I said, is a running back who wears number 4. He was hurt in a game against Florida. They're like most schools, they don't really tell you anything about injury updates. The number 4 on defense is Harold Perkins. But he was a running back on that play, and it was Perkins getting the handoff and scoring the touchdown. So now you know. We'll take a break as the extra point was good. 6 minutes left in the half. Wisconsin 14, LSU 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory.
Looking for reliable electricians in Amory and Polk County? Look no further than Vans Electric. With over 40 years of combined experience, Dylan and Rick are your trusted experts for all your electrical needs. Whether it's residential or commercial, they've got the power to get the job done right. For top-notch services, call Dylan and Rick at Vans Electric today. Dial 715-268-2264. That's 715-268-2264. Vans Electric, lighting up your world with expertise and excellence.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Now the LSU Tigers get an 8-play 60-yard drive, and the linebacker turned running back Harold Perkins crashing in from less than a yard away. 6 minutes left in the first half, Wisconsin 14, LSU 7. You talk about momentum swings. The Badgers had what they thought was a big hit in the passing game, up 14-0, called back because of a holding penalty. And then that throws them out of sync, and now LSU is able to capitalize and cut the deficit in half.
Yeah, a couple of big plays, but Wisconsin also with a bad punt to set that drive up. So it's always comes down to complementary football. You have the big play, then you end up having to punt the football, you give a short field, and then your defense gets put in a tight spot. LSU made a couple of plays and was able to finish it off, and now we're back to a one-score football game.
Damian Ramos will kick off for just the fourth time this season. Their primary kickoff man, Nathan Dibert, was hurt in their regular season finale against Texas A&M. Vinny Anthony and Tretch Kekahuna are deep for Wisconsin. Let's see what the Badgers can do for an answer here as they lead by 7, 6 minutes left in the first half. Ramos with the kick, and it's a line drive, and on a bounce, Anthony will scoop it at the 3, left side 5 to the 10, 15-yard line. Anthony across the 20, trying to cut to his right, breaks the tackle, 25. Anthony across the 30, and he'll push forward to the 31-yard line. Oh, good return, and then some activity off the ball. Wow, Marty Stry getting that helmet pushed into the turf, and the officials let that go.
Well, Marty buried his guy. And old boy didn't like getting buried, so then he started throwing, and it should have been a 15-yard our way. Good finish by Marty, but really nice athletic play. Vinny Anthony, the ball pop, just one-handed. I'll tap it to myself, grab it, and they did a really nice job of getting it out to the 31.
All right, that's where the Badgers will begin, first and 10. 5:50 left in the first half. Cade Iacomelli back in there at running back. Bryson Green will come out wide to the right with Pauling in the slot. Tretch Kekahuna slot to the left. And Quincy Burroughs is wide to the left. Badgers moving right to left as we view it in quarter number 2. Now Pauling will jog in motion to the left. 3 receivers that side of the formation. Plenty of time on the play clock. Mordecai gets him ready, brings his hands together, takes a snap, back to throw, time of the pocket, checks it down, caught by Kekahuna. Across the 35-yard line, juke move from Tretch, up to the 40-yard line. Hello, there's the freshman out of Hawaii, Tretch Kekahuna, on a gain of 9.
Just great, like in space, short yardage footwork there of kind of making a move, and you can see that potential. Everybody's excited about Tretch's future, and he showed it there with a little blip, and then a good strong finish.
On second down and 1, Badgers at their 40-yard line. Pauling slot right, C.J. Williams out wide left. Mordecai gets the snap, hands off to Iacomelli. Room off the left side, 45 to the 50. Iacomelli, 45 to the 40-yard line. Checked out of bounds by Major Burns. Inside the 40, they'll mark at the 39 of LSU.
Hubert did a fantastic job at his left guard spot of just finishing his block, washing his guy down. Nelson does a nice job of keeping his guy. Beautiful run by Yock.
Gain of 21. Play fake. Mordecai takes a shot. Left side. Williams in and out of his hands. Inside the 5-yard line.
That was there
to be had. JV and Toviano on the coverage. It's a good ball for Mordecai, but it falls incomplete. Second and 10 at the LSU 39 with 4:49 left in the half. 14-7 Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're not dropping the ball in a better spot. That was right in his hands. Got to make the play.
Two receivers left, two on the right. You have Nowakowski slot left, motioning to the right. On second and 10, pressure coming. Mordecai looking, trying to get out of trouble. Flush right, and he will throw it up right sideline. It is incomplete. Intended for Bryson Green. At first, I thought he was just going to throw the ball out of bounds, but that became interesting. It was still an incomplete pass. And it's now third and 10, Wisconsin, at the LSU 39.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was going to get it back to the line of scrimmage because LSU brought a lot of pressure, was able to get through, and it looked like he was just dumping it, and he almost ended up getting it out in a position to make a great play, just wasn't able to get his feet down.
Jackson Aker back in there at running back. Kekahuna slot left, Pauling slot right. Kekahuna in motion to the right. Mordecai looks to throw under pressure. Got away. Flush left. He'll run it. 35 and gets to the boundary at the 33-yard line. Boy, that's terrific work by Mordecai to avoid the sack. And now if the Badgers choose to go for it, it's reasonable. It'll be a fourth down and about 4 at the 33 of LSU, or they could kick, certainly with Vakos in his leg. Wind not a factor, and Fickell will in fact send on the field goal team.
That's why picking up that 5 or 6 yards there, it's critical. It gave you the opportunity to attempt a field goal or get it. And LSU is deciding we need to start heating up Mordecai because the O-line is protecting, and he's been throwing the ball where it needs to go.
A 51-yard attempt for Vaco. Snap, spot, the kick is away, and it is no good. Wide left. As another opportunity comes up empty here for Wisconsin. 3:56 left in the first half. It remains Wisconsin 14, LSU 7. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Three minutes, 56 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, LSU 7. Nathaniel Vakos missing from 51 yards away. Well, the Badgers have missed a couple of opportunities here. A holding penalty, wiping out a big throw that would have set up first and goal. And then a beautiful pass from Mordecai moments ago that C.J. Williams just not quite able to gather down the left sideline. And then eventually they try the long field goal, but LSU dances off the hook and they take over down by just 7.
Yeah, it's been an interesting kind of cat and mouse game we've watched. Wisconsin stemming early, showing blitz coming out, LSU's adjusting plays, And Wisconsin's just doing what they're doing. And LSU thought, I think coming into this game, we'll get home with four. We'll be able to put pressure on Mordecai. And to Wisconsin's credit, the guys up front have done a fantastic job. And now LSU is shifting gears. They're saying, we're going to bring some pressure. We've seen linebackers blitzing, and they've had some success with it. So now Phil Longo has to look at it and say, we have to make some adjustments to that because you're getting the downfield shots. And when you bring pressure, you leave yourself a little bit vulnerable. So we've seen some of the big plays. It's been a fun little chess matchup to watch. And right now, I don't know great chess, but rooks and knights and everything else, LSU won that battle. And if Phil Longo is going to have to go make some other moves, castling and different things in order to try to make the next move.
Oh, I bet you you're a sneaky good chess player.
I'm sneaky. I don't know if I'm good. Yeah, it's...
You'll explain castling here after a bit, right?
Here we go. Break that down.
From the 33-yard line of LSU, first and 10. Josh Williams in there at running back. Kyron Lacy wide to the right. Malik Nabers wide to the left. Ryan Thomas Jr. slot to the left. Now Nabers starts in motion toward the formation. Snap to Nussmeier. Looks, flips to the left, and that's caught by Thomas, and he dives up to the 40-yard line of LSU. Preston Zachman on the tackle, gain of 7. Second down and 3 for the Tigers with 3:43 and counting left till halftime. LSU has all 3 of its timeouts. No need to rush. 2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Nussmeier will look over to the LSU sideline. Play clock is at 15. Nussmeier takes the snap, hands off to Williams across the 40. Cheney is there to grab him with a little bit of help from his buddies up to the 46. And that'll be a first down for LSU. Among those in the defense for Wisconsin now, the D-line is T.J. Bowlers. Another one of those guys that Luke Fickell thinks can certainly have a chance to help this team moving forward. Nussmeier throwing over the middle on first down. It's dropped by Lacy near the 35-yard line of Wisconsin. Fort Kareen on the coverage. Second and 10 for the Tigers at their own 46-yard line.
Yeah, fortunate there. He had a step, and Nussmeier actually threw it behind him a little bit, unable to come up with a really tough catch, and now we're sitting at second and 10.
Neal and Thompson back in there on the defensive line for the Badgers. Second and 10 Tigers, their own 46-yard line. Nabers slot to the right. Mason Taylor, the tight end, motions left to right. Nussmeier back to throw, four-man rush. Drifting to his right as Nussmeier looks, throws it back over the middle, and it's caught by Thomas. And he is driven down by Austin Brown at the 37 or 36-yard line of Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 37. First down LSU with 2:42 left in the half.
Yeah, big-time throw. That was the case. Peterson unable to kind of keep the edge, let Nussmeier get out and made a nice strike.
They get back on the ball. Hand off Williams. Big hole up the middle inside the 30-yard line and gets wrapped up by Zachman and Wohler at the 25. Gain of 12. Another first down for the Tigers as they're threatening to tie this game late to the first half.
Yeah, you're seeing LSU now getting into a rhythm, kind of figuring out what they're trying to get done, and they've been able to execute a little bit better here in the second.
Caleb Jackson, a bruising running back, now in there for LSU. First and 10 at the Badgers' 25-yard line. Nussmeier back to throw. Again, a four-man rush. Checks it down to Jackson at the 20, along the numbers right side to the 15-yard line. Fights his way down to the 12. Brought down by Wohler, a gain of 13, and a first down for LSU with a minute 57 left in the half.
That's getting their athletes out in space, and Mumin Jungmeta had an opportunity there. He wasn't quite able to get him down, and another first down for LSU.
14-7 Wisconsin, but the Tigers getting deeper into Wisconsin territory at the 12-yard line. Clock continues to run. A minute 40 left in the first half. Lacy wide left. Nabers slot left. Thomas out wide to the right. Jackson remains the running back, and Nussmeier will give it to him. Trying to break to the left side. He gets to the 10. He gets to the 5. Jackson into the end zone. Touchdown LSU. The freshman out of Baton Rouge is in from 12 yards away, and now LSU is a PAT away from tying this game.
Just way too much space. LSU did a really nice job the left side of their offensive line and just creating a big seam, and Hunter Wohler chasing, trying to get him, unable to bring him down with an arm tackle. And LSU now an extra point away from tying this thing up.
1:28 left in the first half. As Damian Ramos who has yet to miss a PAT this season. 73 for 73.
I like that. Jinx him.
Worth a try. Here's the snap, and the kick is away, and the kick is good, and this ReliaQuest ball is tied at 14. We'll keep it here with a minute 28 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, LSU 14. That was a seven-play, 67-yard drive that took about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, and you knew that LSU, they have a ton of talent and, you know, scored 46.5 a game in the SEC and what they're doing. Wisconsin's defense, I think, starting this game, did a really good job of getting off the field, getting the ball back, and that's why you need to, when you have the opportunities Wisconsin did. We talked already about the two big plays that didn't go our way. We had a couple plays go our way. So now you see LSU's getting into their rhythm. I think Wisconsin, all of us thought it was going to need to be a low-scoring deal. That's not the game that's being played. You're seeing Wisconsin's offense having a ton of success. It's going to have to sustain, and now a minute 28, I think it's imperative you go down and are aggressive here, trying to get at least a field goal to try and recapture that momentum that LSU has snatched back from you in this second quarter.
Yeah, you got a double dip opportunity here. A minute 28, two timeouts. Let's see what Wisconsin does with it as Ramos set to kick off. Kekahuna and Anthony are the deep men for the Badgers. Wisconsin scored the first 14, LSU the next 14. Ramos with the kick. Anthony drifting back to his left. He'll let it hit into the end zone for the touchback, and the Badgers will start at their 25-yard line. And a little more chirping.
Yeah, a little chippiness. It's good. Nothing brings out the chippiness than the ReliaQuest ball, I can tell you that right
That's
now.
Right.
This will be fun here because you have a minute 28, starting at the 25, and Wisconsin's offense has been really good. The way we've stopped it is by ourselves, dropping a pass, having a holding penalty, a couple motion things. So now you're in this position. Love the way this group is blocked and handled that four down front from LSU. Now, what are the answers to the blitz? Because LSU has overloaded and found some things they like in getting in Mordecai's face. What's Longo's answer to that?
Slot left, slot right. Aker the running back. Mordecai, little shovel pass. Aker catches, 25 to the 30. Aker 35 to the 40. 45-yard line. Harold Perkins runs him down. And it's a big play on first down for Wisconsin. Up to the 47-yard line, they get back on the ball. Slot left, slot right. Mordecai to throw. Looking. Throws it left side. Caught by Vinny Anthony. Gets out of bounds. At about the 47 or 48-yard line. Penalty markers, though, down in the Wisconsin backfield.
Let's take that 15 for the late hit. We'll take it.
Wow. Here's a
personal
call.
Personal foul, roughing the passer, defense number 90. 15-yard penalty added to the end of the play. It's an automatic first down.
That's Jacobian Guillory, a 320-pounder in the defensive line. So now with a minute 10 left in the half, the Badgers are threatening.
And I was asking, what's the answer? Well, you do a little shovel pass to start it, and then you go tempo because the guys get tired. That sun's beating down. They got those dark purple uniforms on that we have been able to cash in on. So now you're in a great position. Have plenty of time. Minute 10. Got your timeouts. No worries here time-wise.
Ball at the 33 of LSU. Three receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai back to throw, looking, dancing around. Flush to his left. He'll throw to his left. Caught by Anthony, and he steps out of bounds at about the 30-yard line of LSU. Among those putting some pressure on Mordecai was Makai Wingo, who missed the last five games of the season at surgery. They thought he was done for the year, but he was bound and determined to come back and play in this bowl game. A junior out of St. Louis, transfer from Missouri.
And when there has been a little bit of pressure, Tanner's done a really good job of avoiding it, stepping in, and still keeping his eyes down, picking up a quick 2 yards.
Second down and 8 at the 31 of LSU. Mordecai back to throw. Pressure coming. Mordecai got away from one man. Looks, throws to the left. It's caught by Kekahuna inside the 10-yard line. Andre Sam on the tackle. First and goal, Wisconsin, with 55 seconds left in the half. What a play by Mordecai. And they get right back on the ball. Three receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai pumps once. Looks, throws in zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, back line of the end zone. Will Pauling, his second touchdown of the game.
A lot to unpack there. great play there. Nicely done to Pauling. Nice pocket. But the play before, unblocked. Guy coming off the edge, off of the left side of Wisconsin's O-line. Mordecai feels it, spins out of it, buys himself some time, and delivers the ball to Trett. And then all of a sudden, you go tempo, get down. What a beautifully executed drive before the half.
That linebacker, Whit Weeks, must be wondering what happened because he was in line to make that sack as Vakos with the extra point. It is good. Board scoring drive, five plays, 75 yards, took 41 seconds. LSU still has 47 seconds to work with. 21-14, Wisconsin.
So after the great play by Mordecai, the second-to-last play where he spins out of it, delivers it to Tretch, and gets down there, I'm thinking, slow it down. You got 45. No. That's not what we're doing. And it worked because LSU could not get lined up. You get the 15-yard penalty, but it all started with a little easy shovel to Aker. He takes it 20, 25 yards, and that, you get it rolling. Mordecai being able to avoid the rush, keeping his eyes down the field, delivering strikes, and then a beautifully thrown ball for the touchdown. You can't draw it up any better than what we just saw from Wisconsin's offense.
Mordecai, 13 of 17 through the air, 210 yards and three touchdowns. Kind of air raid-like, wouldn't you say?
I would say it's definitely, we're seeing what I think we were hoping to see all season. This first half, we're seeing a lot of it, and it's been fantastic to watch.
Noah Cain, Javon Nicholas, deep for LSU. 47 seconds left in the half, 21-14 Wisconsin. Blom with the kick. Nicholas signals for the fair catch, and the Tigers will start at their 25-yard line. Well, I gave you Mordecai's stats. Nussmeier is 17 of 24 for 169. And LSU, which really wasn't running the ball well at all, ran the ball well on its last possession. But now, with 47 seconds left, they have all three of their timeouts. So we'll see what Nussmeier can do through the air in this final minute of the half.
So he's looked really good, but I think coming into the game, I think the question mark is he's, you know, talking to Matt Flynn, doing a little research. Big arm gunslinger was the term he used. So he will throw it. He'll put it in play, but he also will give Wisconsin some opportunities as well.
Yeah, going to that old Tigers quarterback. Snap to Nussmeier, back to throw, looking, lets it go. Right side, caught by Taylor, and he is brought down out of bounds, it looks like, by Forcarine at the 35-yard line. And that is right at the marker. It should be a first down for LSU, and it is, with 35 seconds left in the half. And now a timeout is taken by LSU. I think Brian Kelly was thinking that play went out of bounds, but he's going to burn, thinking that was not, they didn't rule it that way, so Kelly has to use one. He doesn't seem real happy about it. First of three used there.
Is he ever happy, though? I mean, they're asking him questions this week. What act? I don't watch that. I don't watch movies. I only watch film. Well, you know, you always wonder, you know, coaches, that everybody. So they lose 5 seconds and a timeout. That's a win. Take that.
So what old boy said, did Luke Fickell say it would Adam Sandler
play? Yeah, Adam
play?
Sandler.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. What movie do you think that would be?
Not
sure. Is he a Billy Madison guy?
I don't know. Okay, you kind of threw me with that.
I thought about asking him that pregame. I didn't know how that would be received, so I didn't.
So there are 40 seconds left in the half. 40 seconds left in the first half. First and 10 LSU at its own 35-yard line. Three receivers left, one on the right. Nussmeier back to throw. Badgers sending four. Nussmeier flush left. He'll throw it left side, and it's picked off. Ricardo Holman at the 50. Ricardo Holman to the 45-yard line of LSU. His seventh interception of the season.
The old gunslinger, a really nice job of the protection. He gets out, he's rolling left, and he thinks that he can just make a throw. Rico Suave comes through big, jumps the route, and again, quarterbacks like this, they trust their arm. They think they can make every throw, and a lot of times it looks great until it doesn't. Rico did a great job of seeing it and then having the ball skills to go get it, and now we're looking at 32 seconds. Let's go down and get another touchdown.
And they have two timeouts. That pass was intended for Brian Thomas, by the way. Ball at the LSU 45-yard line. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Aker, the running back. Mordecai backpedaling, looks to throw, fires to the left. That's caught by Kekahuna. Steps out of bounds at the 36-yard line of LSU on a gain of nine. Well, he's watching these practices this season, but Tretch was in there. The ball didn't hit the ground very much. I mean, this guy's got good hands.
Just really good in and out of breaks. And when you're slotting, you're trying to get open on option routes and things like that, that quick feet, he's got it. They love what the future holds for him.
27 seconds left in the half. Kekahuna out. Nowakowski in. Snap to Mordecai. Fakes the handoff to Aker. Tanner looks. Throws right side. It is broken up. Incomplete. Hung up there a bit. Sage Ryan on the coverage. Pass intended for Will Poling. Near the 20-yard line of the far side, 22 seconds left in the half. Third and one, Wisconsin at the LSU 36-yard line. 21-14, Wisconsin late in the second quarter.
Yeah, you're always nervous when you go far hash to the far far boundary, and that ball did hang up a little bit. Fortunate there that that ball fell to the turf and wasn't intercepted.
Kekahuna back in there. He, along with Pauling and Green to the right, Vinny Anthony to the left, Aker, the running back, to the left of Tanner Mordecai. On third down and one at the LSU 36-yard line, Mordecai gets the snap. Four-man rush, throw over the middle, and it's incomplete. A little bit behind Bryson Green. Ooh, he was open, but the ball not delivered particularly well. And it's fourth and one with 18 seconds left in the half. Ball at the LSU 36.
Yeah, what I love there, though, he fired a missile. He didn't need to. You got to drop it in. And Mordecai immediately goes right to my chest. My bad, my bad. He knew he delivered a poor ball.
Slot right, slot left on fourth down and one. Ball at the LSU 36-yard line. Play clock at 15, game clock at 18. 21-14, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell standing right by one of the officials. They're going to let that play clock wind down and give him a chance to talk about it here. And he'll take the timeout. 18 seconds left in the half, 21-14 Wisconsin. Badgers using their second timeout.
Yeah, Mordecai really wishes he had that one back, because I think that was Green over the middle, and it was just an easy, wide open. You're going to catch it. You're going to pick up 5 or 6 yards, get the first down, and reset. Now you're in a position, you're down to one timeout. The idea of going down, unless you get the big play over the top, probably going to be limited. I would have loved to have had two plays dialed up ready to go, have an idea what you were going to do if you didn't get it, or run the football on third and one. Now you're in a position where you're probably playing to try to get a field goal.
So here we go, fourth down and one. Badgers during the year were 5 of 18 going forward on fourth down. Kekahuna slot left, Pauling slot right. Aker, the running back, ball at the LSU 36-yard line. Mordecai takes a snap, and official stop play is, I think, LSU using a timeout, and it does. So they're going to need to put some time back on the clock. Game clock showing 14. We have to reset that to 18, and they do.
Guess who's unhappy over there?
Your guy.
But it looks like this time he was irritated with one of his players. LSU brought corner pressure. That would have been a nice play to Tretch. You had him open on it, reading it, understanding what LSU was trying to do. Fortunate Brian Kelly and was angry. He was able to get that angry timeout.
So one of his assistants is Kerry Cooks. He coaches the safeties. He was on Brett Bielema's staff at Wisconsin for a few years. So this is an LSU defense that has been humbled against the likes of Florida State, Ole Miss, Alabama. Put 42 on them. Here we go, fourth and one at the 36 of LSU. Snap to Mordecai, handoff Jackson Aker. I'm not sure. Whit Weeks getting in there. Savion Jones as well, and I think he's going to be short. Let's see, is LSU believing it has the stop, and it does with 13 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, too much penetration off the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line, and unable to break a tackle, and now we're sitting here. A lot has happened in this last 55 seconds of play. We've seen a couple touchdowns, and now 13 seconds. LSU still has two timeouts, so who knows what can happen here in the last 13.
Well, you feel like Wisconsin's leaving some meat on the bone here in the first half. They're up by 7, but they've done just enough to keep LSU in this thing. And Yeah, the look, the Tigers, like they'll just go ahead and kneel this out. The Badgers will receive to begin the second half. Nussmeier drops to a knee, and the first half has come to an end. Well, an entertaining first half to be sure here in Tampa, this ReliaQuest Bowl. The Badgers getting three touchdown passes from Tanner Mordecai, two to Will Pauling, and the other to Bryson Green. It's halftime here at Raymond James Stadium. The score, Wisconsin 21, LSU 14. Coming up, Mike Keller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Badger football lives here.
Oh my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Cardinal Glass and Amory wishes you, your family, and our community a happy and safe holiday season. As we gather with loved ones, let's celebrate the joy of togetherness and the warmth of the season. At Cardinal Glass, we understand the importance of creating moments that last a lifetime. Enhance your holidays with our premium glass solutions, ensuring clarity, durability, and beauty in every window. From everyone at Cardinal Glass, may your days be merry and bright. Happy holiday and prosperous new year from Cardinal Glass and Amory.
Men, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
Badger football is brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers and by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And with you from Raymond James Stadium at the break, it is Wisconsin 21 and LSU 14 in the ReliaQuest Bowl. There has been 523 yards of total offense in the first half here in the ReliaQuest Bowl. I don't know if we expected that. Certainly LSU can put up some points, and they have done that all year long. But check out Tanner Mordecai, 14 of 20 for 219 yards and three touchdowns in the first half. Will Pauling, five catches for 123 and two touchdowns. Tretch Kekahuna, the freshman, three catches for 40 yards. And both Matt and Mike referred to it, Matt and Mark referred to it in at the end of the first half, that Wisconsin left some meat on the bone, as it were, from points that they weren't able to get on in the first half. But the Badgers began five plays, 78 yards and a touchdown. They force LSU to punt on three of their first four possessions, and the other one was a turnover on downs. LSU had only punted 21 times all season. They punted three times in the first half. So at the break, it is Wisconsin 21 and LSU 14 in a very offensive-minded game. The Badgers will start the third quarter with the football. We'll continue and check around the college football landscape as the other games, a couple of them underway, and the bowl games that are this day include the college football playoff national semifinals. We'll get you up to date on what's going on when we come back with the scoreboard update. Scoreboard update will be presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming of Madison. You're listening to Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half here at the ReliQuest Bowl at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, it's Wisconsin 21 and LSU 14. Let's get you up to speed on other games going on. The Fiesta Bowl is underway. 23rd ranked Liberty and number 8 ranked Oregon, a new member of the Big Ten next year. 14-10 to play in the second quarter there. Liberty 6 and Oregon 3. Also going on at the Citrus Bowl up the road in Orlando, number 17 Iowa and number 21 Tennessee. The Volunteers strike first, a early second quarter touchdown. It's 7-0 Tennessee, just 6 seconds gone by in the second quarter in that one, 7-0. The games to be played later today are national semifinals in the college football playoff. Last time we get the 4-team college football playoff, it expands to 12 a year from now. Number 4, Alabama takes on number 1, Michigan. The Wolverines unbeaten at 13. No, that's the Rose Bowl, and it gets underway today at 4 o'clock. That'll be followed tonight from the Sugar Bowl. Number 2, Washington is the home team against number 3, Texas. The Longhorns back in to a college football playoff scenario. Let me tell you what has happened in the Big Ten in this bowl season. The Big Ten is 4-2 going into today's action, with 3 teams taking part today. Northwestern beat Utah 14-7 in the Las Vegas Bowl. It was Minnesota over Bowling Green in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit 30-24. Rutgers topped the Miami 31-24 in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium in New York as the Big Ten got off to a 3-0 start. But then number 9, Missouri, knocked off number 7, Ohio State, 14-3. That was in the Cotton Bowl. Ohio State could muster nothing offensively down to their third-string quarterback. Ole Miss beat Penn State 38-25 in the Peach Bowl. And Maryland beat Auburn 31-13
in the Music City Bowl in Nashville. The Big Ten 4-2 in bowl play going into today's action. It is Wisconsin 21 and LSU 14 at the half. The scoreboard update presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
The hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, and it's time to treat myself for all of my hard work. So, of course, I went to Kohl's. And boy, I'm glad I did, because it's their biggest clearance event of the season. I saved 70% on a cute pair of jeans, a cozy sweater, and some comfy PJs. Yep, going to Kohl's was just what I needed. Now to get back in the holiday spirit for New Year's. Select styles. Up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Looking for reliable electricians in Amory and Polk County? Look no further than Vans Electric. With over 40 years of combined experience, Dylan and Rick are your trusted experts for all your electrical needs. Whether it's residential or commercial, they've got the power to get the job done right. For top-notch services, call Dylan and Rick at Vans Electric today. Dial 715-268-2264. That's 715-268-2264. Vans Electric, lighting up your world with expertise and excellence. Looking for reliable electricians in Amory and Polk County? Look no further than Vans Electric. With over 40 years of combined experience, Dylan and Rick are your trusted experts for all your electrical needs. Whether it's residential or commercial, they've got the power to get the job done right. For top-notch services, call Dylan and Rick at Vans Electric today. Dial 715-268-2264. That's 715-268-2264. Vans Electric, lighting up your world with expertise and excellence.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
We continue on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. Mike Heller from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. ReliaQuest Bowl at the break. It is the Badgers 21 and LSU 14. Bill Schmid, one of the hosts of the Badger postgame show alongside of Tim Scott, now joins me from our network studios in Milwaukee. And Bill, this impressive offensive showing in the first half has featured Tanner Mordecai, and Wisconsin's offense looks much more like the air raid offense that we kind of expected when the season began. Mordecai is 14 of 20 for 219 yards, and they're finding open spaces deep down the field.
Just all we had to do was get down to South Florida for this to ultimately become the dairy raid offense that we were hoping to see all year, Mike. Listen, how much of this, though, is predicated upon a lot of things that we had talked about all year long, and some of the things that we believed were struggles for the Badger offense, not being able to get in the rhythm that you believed you would get with the air raid offense. It was getting a first down. It was tempo right after a big pickup on the ground. They're on the ball snapping and almost get a big play to C.J. Williams. This is exactly what Tanner Mordecai envisioned he would do. And can't stress this enough, Mike. As excited as I am for what we just watched for the first 30 minutes, I'm really happy for Tanner Mordecai that he was able to put that together on a pretty big stage here today. First game of 2024 year.
And he loves throwing to Will Pauling, and why wouldn't you? Will Pauling in the first half here today, 5 for 123 and 2 touchdowns. And we're seeing the debut of Tretch Kekahuna. The freshman from Hawaii has 3 catches for 40 yards and looks to be something special as well.
Tretch warfare is what it has ultimately come into here for LSU, dude. They've had no answer for him. And you're right, Tanner Mordecai likes throwing to Will Pauling. I would like throwing to Will Pauling, too, because he finds himself streaking naked in the back of the end zone for a touchdown, and ultimately showcases the athleticism on the one to break away from SEC defensive backs, something that, you know, a lot of people would doubt. So this first 30 minutes, I don't know anybody could have anticipated it goes better offensively, but I loved what Mark and Matt said at one point right there towards the end of the first half, Mike, is it does feel like there have been some more opportunities out on the field. You can look at that as a good thing and as a bad thing. Many will focus on it as a bad. Badgers have put themselves in tremendous positions, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know LSU has many answers defensively for them right now.
There was one more, Billy, that that Mark pointed out. We did not see the replay on the holding call on the 46-yard throw to Vinny Anthony that would have gave Wisconsin a first and goal at the 8. I don't know if you saw it in the studio, but they did not give us one in the booth.
Yeah, it looked like a pretty decent call. Now, maybe Fertney got himself caught up a little bit, but when he goes to the ground, there was a grab, and I get why it was called. But it's a huge moment, and that as well, a little bit of a turning point here, allowing LSU to hang around.
Billy, one of the other storylines today is Garrett Nussmeier. He is not a runner. In fact, he has zero running yards in the first half. Jaden Daniels there. Heisman Trophy Award winner. He is a scary dual threat, the best quarterback in the country, the best player in the country. They're a much different offense when the quarterback doesn't threaten you with his legs.
Yeah, but this is the one thing about Garrett that I've been pretty impressed with so far, Mike, and more than anything, it's kudos to the entire LSU outfit. I expected at some point here we would see Malik Nabers and company start to bow out, see some more younger players and some youth playing on that LSU side. He's got his full complement of what was one of the best offenses in college football, and he's able to sling it, but without that second gear, without that alternate universe that Jaden Daniels could take a defense to with his legs as just a unique athlete, it's clear that the Tigers are missing that so far.
Last one for you, Billy, in the final 30 seconds. Wisconsin's going to have to keep the foot on the pedal offensively, because don't you get the sense that it's going to take 35, maybe 40 points to win the game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a shootout from here on out. I don't believe you're going to be able to take your foot off the gas at all. Three punts in the first half for LSU. I don't have the full stats in front of me, Mike. I don't think they punted three times in many halves so far. I'd expect them to be pretty prolific on the offensive side here in the second.
21 punts on the year, three in the first half, and a turnover on downs. Billy will jump into the postgame show alongside of Tim Scott when this is all said and done. Coming up next, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. I'm Mike Heller from the booth. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The only beef certified for flavor. Shop your local Piggly Wiggly for certified Angus beef ground beef, burgers, steaks, and roasts. For over 30 years, Piggly Wiggly has been offering the best beef, certified Angus beef. Build the best game time burger this season with certified Angus beef. Shop the pig for this week's certified Angus beef Junior Captain of the Game Burger Special. If it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Did you know that St. Croix Health has orthopedic surgeons on staff? Schedule a consultation and let me, Dr. Campa, or my colleague, Dr. Norton, help you return to an active and pain-free life. With appointments available in Frederick, Lindstrom, St. Croix Falls, and Webster, you can be seen by one of us without a long drive. Call 800-828-3627 today to schedule a consultation if you are suffering from joint pain or a fracture, or if you may need a joint replacement or a ligament repaired. At St. Croix Health, we are here to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life.
Looking for reliable electricians in Amory and Polk County? Look no further than Vans Electric. With over 40 years of combined experience, Dylan and Rick are your trusted experts for all your electrical needs. Whether it's residential or commercial, they've got the power to get the job done right. For top-notch services, call Dylan and Rick at Vans Electric today. Dial 715-268-2264. That's 715-268-2264. Vans Electric, lighting up your world with expertise and excellence. And
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
21-14, Wisconsin leads LSU at the half. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football.